Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And diming, the lack of personal attention. Give Leaders a try. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. To learn more. Chris Harrington on the other side. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is Bug It Out by A Tribe Called Quest. Sending that out to Vince Williams Jr., a.k.a. The Bug, who is so back. Career high 15 assists last night, none of which was his play of the game. That was him streaking down the court and diving on the floor for a near steal with a 29-point lead.
All right, you've been a significant advocate for Vince Williams for a long time now, but I can't believe you ever imagined him getting 15 assists in a game, and certainly not 15 assists in
24 minutes.
23 minutes, yeah, like ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gets 15 assists, so of course not. But I will say the more reps he's been getting in this situation, I think he's improving with it. And I mean, last night the Kings were just
a
no show, pretty much.
Holy
yeah, they
smokes.
were a no show. Let's be honest about that. They were a no show in that game. And then, like, you can't get assists unless guys make shots, right? So you can throw a great pass to the corner and a guy can catch it in rhythm, and you are helping contribute to that. He's still got to make the shot. And so, like, there was a lot of that. But, like, you know, he was controlling the ball, only 3 turnovers, 15 assists. I think he was making good reads. He was making good, solid plays all over the place. Finding Edie with the lobs. He just played a great game. And you know, 15 assists is great. But he also just played that 4 game where he's just getting after it and making stuff happen. And so the Bug is back.
Honestly, the assists weren't – like, he was kind of slick. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't just like make the right pass. There was some CNI stuff.
He had some cross court. He had some darts to like for 3-point shooters that like he was hitting them right in the pocket, right in rhythm. No, he was very sharp.
To your point, though, like Santi made 4 threes off of Vince Williams' assists. He's got to hit the shot in order to make the 3. But yeah, no, I do wonder. Like I'd sort of listen when he came back and said he was at 90% in media day, and then he didn't look, you know, good, or he looked limited at the beginning. I hadn't crossed him off at the end of last year.
He didn't play at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he didn't play.
The fact that he was not able to play at the beginning of the season, that was a real concern. It was a real concern of mine. I wondered, is he just not going to be able to get it back? Because we've seen young guys get injuries and they're just never the same again. We saw it with Xavier Henry. We saw it with Jordan Adams. We've seen this happen, and I worried that we were headed down that road with him.
Well, then the other thing that you expressed as a concern was that what would he get an opportunity, and would Isolo see the good Vince Williams, because he hadn't really ever seen him before. And what's
That's
weird
right.
is
now he has.
He's getting the opportunity at point guard. You know, I mean, yeah. You know, it's not where we expected. So do you think, by the way, I mean, the floor game, all of that, like that's – what you hope for and count on with him at his best. I'm not saying he's ever going to be the starting point guard for the Grizzlies, but is this another thing? Like what?
Well, it is interesting because he is not, he's like a combo guard wing kind of player. He's not like a point guard in the way that certainly Ja Morant and Javon Small are, but I don't think even quite in the way, you know, necessarily that Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen are. But
more than Desmond Bane was, honestly, right? Don't you think?
Well, the point I was going to make is that he can handle and he can pass, and he's not a great shooter. Like, it comes and goes, and so in some ways he is a little better with the ball, right? Because when you have the ball, it doesn't matter if you can like space out and catch and shoot as much. So in some ways he is kind of better with the ball. And so it could create an interesting, like, it's funny to talk about this being a problem. Grizzlies, like, have 4 point guards injured right now, like, you know. But if you imagine, like, everyone healthy, like, in some ways, like, you know, he's sort of in the mix now competing with, like, a Ty Jerome and a Scottie Pippen, right? Like, if everyone were healthy, you would go from, like, a dire situation to, like, an embarrassment of options a little bit. Like, who knows if that'll ever happen. But I just think he's too good to not be in the rotation. So I don't know what form that takes. But as long as he's healthy, I just think he has got to be in the rotation. So whether that's, you know, a backup point guard, whether that's, you know, cutting into, you know, it would be easy, frankly, if like Ty Jerome came back in a couple weeks to just have Vince Williams take the KCP spot. Like that's easy. But he just has to be in the rotation if he's healthy. And I do think you don't want him to be a starting point guard, but he is a little better on the ball, getting time on the ball because of the shooting is sort of shaky a little bit. But I still think he's a defense-first player, even with the offensive exploits.
Right. Well, and that's an interesting point, because when Desmond Bane was on the ball, it wasn't just that he wasn't a perfect point guard. It's also that it's taking away from what he really does well, which is let's have other people create shots for Desmond Bane. You don't have that challenge with Vince. Anyway, that was a whole lot of fun. Throwing to Zach Edey, like, it is stunning how much of a difference Zach Edey has made, really, on both ends of the court. Defensively, they're completely different. This is the first team, again, Sacramento mailed it in, but the first time because they've held the team under 100. And it all just works offensively. He's rolling to the, you know, he's rim, and all of a sudden things are opening up. Anything you would hope for Zach Edey is already coming true?
Yeah, I think actually the bigger impact has been on the defensive end. It's been an impact on both ends. It would look even better if he had not run out of gas or whatever happened in the second half against San Antonio, where he didn't score in the second half of that game. But I think the defensive change has been immediate, both in terms of quality of the defense and also the defensive rebounding. Defensive rebounding was already pretty good. I was going to write about this, and one of the things I ended up not writing about because of space. In the preseason, Isolo expressed a lot of concern about being able to defensive rebound without Zach Edey. And that's one area where they've done a really good job amid all this struggle. Was they were, even before Edey came back, they were 10th in defensive rebounding without him. And last year they were like 22nd or something. Since he's come back, it's only been 3 games out of 15 or 16 or whatever. They've jumped from 10th to 4th on the season in the 3 games he's been back on the defensive boards. They've been like 100th percentile defensive rebounding team with him on the floor. And the defense overall, not just with him on the floor, but the total team defense the last 3 games has been at a rate that would be second in the league overall behind OKC. Now, one of those games you're playing the Spurs without Wemby, and then you're playing the Sacramento team, unless they're going to have a back-to-back that's a mess. But still, like that's a defensive performance over 3 games that on the season only the Thunder have a better number than that. And I think Edey is the biggest reason that has changed.
Other things to talk about from last night. It was fun to see Gigi get some minutes. He got 9 rebounds in limited minutes, and
yeah,
I'll say this though: like when he first like gets the ball and he drives to the rim, he's been out of sight, out of mind for so long. It is a reminder he's a talented dude. You know, like he can do things.
Yeah, I got up early this morning and wrote a little 5 reaction column to the game, which hopefully will be up soon. But Gigi was one of my reactions. And I think if you watch, especially that second quarter run he got, because in the second half, by the time he came in, the game was pretty much over. But that was not the case. Even with a lead, you know, it's second quarter of a game, the game's never over. And I think if you watch that run he had in the second quarter, it was a really strong run because he's missing shots and he's still helping you, which has not been the case with Gigi. In a lot of ways, it's been the opposite. Like, he's making shots, but the overall impact is less than the shot making. And it was the other way around in the game last night. Like, he came into the game and he played, I can't remember who the ball handler was. He played good, strong defense on some ball handler and ended up forcing a bad pass turnover. Grizzlies come down and score. He had another similar situation where he forced a bad pass turnover. Came down, the Grizzlies scored. He had a situation where he had a semi-open shot and he made the simple swing pass to Santi Aldama for a wide-open shot. Santi missed the shot, but it was the right basketball play. And then he had the play where he got into a pick-and-roll with Zach Edey and hit a really nice bounce pass and stride for Edey to get a dunk. Like, none of those show up in GG's scoring column, and three of those plays show up on the box score at all for him. But it's all good basketball. And then you throw in the 9 rebounds. I thought it was a very encouraging run for GG Jackson last night.
Yeah. Just a lot of fun stuff, too. Cedric Howard's good again. Jemai Meshack gets his first couple of threes. Landale, you know, as a backup center, he looks a lot better than as a starting center, you know. Properly slotted. And Santi had a big game. A lot of that's making shots, but Santi gets the...
Santi's been very active. And there's been so much else going on. Santi's someone I haven't really written about. I may do that so in some form in my column next week. But Santi's been very active. He had a little bit of a slow start in the first two games. And since then, it's sort of like the Gigi, what I was just saying, but over a longer stretch. It hasn't just been the scoring with Santi. I think his blocks are up, his steals are up, his rebounds are up. His general activity has been higher, I think, this season than in the past.
As for the Kings, whoopee, that was something. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff about, I keep hearing so many people talk about, the Grizzlies are quitting on this coach, or the Grizzlies, and these people are not watching games, because that's not what it's looked like. And, you know, there were some games early in the season where that's what it looked like with Ja Morant.
Yeah.
But that's not what it looked like. If you watched the Cavs in the Spurs game, it was not, well, this team stopped trying. It was like, this team was trying and losing. You know, and the awful truth is that's what happens, like in basketball and in life. Sometimes you try and you lose. And that's what those games looked like. This Kings team, I don't know, man. Maybe they are packing it in. Oh, it's the second night of a back-to-back on the road, and they've been losing. So, like, that's an unusually bad performance, and those happen. The Grizzlies had one at Boston. But that Kings team, the vibes are very bad. It's not about one player, you know. It's just a generalized bad vibe situation.
I think the worst for the Knicks game and the Celtics game looked more like the team-wide lack of competitiveness. And it was after the Celtics game where Isolo actually mentioned it. You know, like, that's why he brought it up. But very broadly speaking, I do agree that it hasn't been, except for Ja, a lack of effort. All right, moving on. Let's see, what else do we got? Oh, we got a game tonight, Houston and Denver. What's the second-best team in the West, Chris?
I think it's probably Denver. I mean, Denver, there's proof of concept with Denver. I mean, they won a title with basically four-fifths of the starting lineup that they have this season. So a couple of those guys are injured right now, but the team they have this season, like, there's a real proof of concept there. And Jokic, you know, if not, is probably the best player in the world, certainly in top five. And so Houston does not have the same proof of concept or a player who is at that level. So I'm going to say Denver is the second-best team in the West.
But I will say,
Houston's good, though.
Without a point guard, offensively even. Tremendous, right? Houston is
good.
Yeah,
when you rebound every time you miss, that helps your offense. So that's a big part of what Houston's doing. Is they are a huge team across the board, and they are – last time I checked, I haven't looked at it lately, but I think they're leading the league in offensive rebounding, and maybe it's not close.
So another team that is interesting, and I'll wind up after this, is – So the Grizzlies, obviously, without Ja Morant, but for a much extended, more extended period of time, the Hawks, without Trae Young, sort of a point guard who's been categorized in the same category as Ja Morant. He tremendous offensively, weak defensively. And as he has been out, the Hawks have been 7-2, and they rank fourth in defensive efficiency without Trae Young. And he's got a $48.9 million option for next year. What do you make of what's happening in Atlanta?
Yeah, I wonder if that number you cited hasn't been updated, because they lost last night. They've lost two in a row. But still, they've been good without him, and I haven't had a chance to watch them closely, but like you're able to play bigger, obviously, without him. And you don't have the long-term commitment there salary-wise. It could be easy to, it could be an easy choice to pivot there, especially if they have this New Orleans pick coming. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, but Trae Young is the kind of player to me, you know, I've always said, I did think they built the kind of team this year where they could win with him at a pretty high level, but he's the kind of guy who I think sort of caps you, because you're always going to have a weak link defensively on the floor, and you have to run your offense through him. And as good as he is offensively, he's not like, you know, a top five player in the league either.
Grizzlies have Dallas this weekend. Cuban did say that they're not going to try to trade Anthony Davis. Other folks have reported there'd be hard to trade him if they wanted to. Like, it's not clear exactly what the trade would look like. There's not a whole lot of people lining up to take a guy who's going to make $54 million, $58 million, and then $62 million.
It's November. Like, I don't really care what people are saying. You know, I mean, we'll see things. You know, whether it's Anthony Davis in Dallas, or it's LaMelo Ball, now there's rumors there.
Yep.
In Charlotte, or it's the Ja Morant stuff.
Or Ja Morant. Yep. 100%.
I think the Ja Morant stuff got out ahead of reality, just because when the thing happened, everyone ran to their trade machines, and like nothing was going to happen anytime soon. I think almost all this stuff is going to percolate for another month or two before, and then we'll see where things get.
Have a good weekend, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
Chris Harrington. I'll be honest. I don't call Vince Williams the bug. Do you? Does that come naturally to me?
No, but I
he's a big fan of it.
Yeah.
He may have even coined it.
I think he did.
VW, the bug.
Yep.
And he is a pest, right? Makes sense.
Yeah, I've never been, maybe it's because I'm not clever enough, but I've just never been like the world's biggest like giving a nickname guy.
Stower of nicknames?
Correct. It's never been my strength.
I don't think I've ever bestowed a nickname on anyone. Anyway, Vince Williams, tremendous, obviously, last night. All right, we're going to come back. Jeffrey's going to tell you where to lay your money on this college football weekend. We'll also talk about Lane Kiffin. Because today, things seem to be happening. We'll talk about it when we get back. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Before we get to Jeffrey's bets, we do have the matter of Lane Kiffin to talk about here, because today reports are that he is meeting with the Ole Miss administration to discuss the future. Does that mean we're going to get an answer? It feels like we're going to get an answer today.
So I trust my old coworker Chase Parham over at 247 Sports. He says that there's a team meeting scheduled at 12 p.m. or somewhere around then. He does note that there was originally a meeting scheduled for this morning, but it's been moved back to noon. He does not know yet why the change has happened.
So you could have a team meeting either to tell the team that you're leaving or to tell the team that you're staying.
Correct.
And now you more commonly have one to tell them you're leaving. Like you don't.
But before the last game of the year,
right?
For the record, it's Lane Kiffin, so whatever's normal doesn't apply.
No, and in fact, when he was flirting with Auburn, he had a reporter from TV reporter reported that it was done. He was going
John
to
Sokolot,
right? Reported that he was going to Auburn. And Lane literally called him out. Lane tweeted, "I'm reporting that John is going to another TV station."
Right.
Like, whatever. He called him out, whatever else. And then he said, because of you, to John, he said, because of you, I had to have a team meeting today. So he has before had a team meeting to say he is staying.
Correct. Now, I want to also take up for John here. He was going to Auburn.
Right. The problem is you can't ever phrase
Correct.
It that way. You can't ever say it's done.
No.
Until you know it is 100% done, you have to say, barring changes, whatever else, it's, you know, momentum towards.
Couching.
Matt
Zenitz, who's very good over at CBS
Sports. Because
this
stuff happens.
Well,
it's never done until it's done.
To your point, Matt Zenitz, who does a great job over at CBS Sports, he had a line today. If and when Lane Kiffin takes the LSU job, it's expected that Ed Orgeron could return to the staff.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like, I, weirdly, and this is true, with Mike Norvell, these were the days. These were the days back when a newspaper columnist was treated with the respect they deserve. They literally made Mike Norvell available to me before the broader press conference. And so I could have then, with some degree of confidence, tweeted out that he's taken the Memphis job. Like, this is done. But barring that, you just can't. Like, you have to say, you know, barring a last minute change of heart.
You better have seen the.
That's what happened. It was a last minute change of heart, literally. So you can't say that. So I'm not saying he wasn't headed Auburn. I'm just saying.
No, I totally agree.
Anyway, the point is he had a team meeting there to announce that he's staying. So the fact that he's having a team meeting today and that he's meeting administration today does not mean one thing or another. Do you think it means one thing or another?
I do not.
Do you have a leaning today?
I have thought the longer that it goes on, the more likely he was to stay, but we have a situation now where LSU is very confident.
Is LSU confident?
LSU is very confident right now, but Florida boosters were very confident last week.
In the meantime, literally, this is a story, and I would ask, I suspect if I asked, if we asked for a poll on this, which we will not, the people would say this is...
Well, you'd have to do your own one.
This is crossing the line. Sam Hutchins, who covers Ole Miss for the Clarion Ledger, wrote a piece today. It goes like this. College football's most wanted man started his day on November 21 like any other. There were about 30 people in the grind and ground hot yoga class. It's a daily class at Studio 432, tucked behind the busiest street in Oxford, Jackson Avenue. It usually starts at 6 a.m., but Friday classes start at 6:30. Ole Miss football coach Lane Kiffin doesn't skip hot yoga, not even on the morning of road games, not even when he is the central figure in a national coaching search turned soap opera, not even when his choice between leading Ole Miss, LSU, or Florida may be clarified in a meeting with Ole Miss athletic director Keith Carter later in the day. Kiffin looks mellow when he puts his yoga mat down. Number 6 Ole Miss is on an open week before playing at rival Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. He's one of the last participants in class to trickle in. I don't blame him. More, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes on about he took a yoga class with him. He didn't say anything to him except for at the end he did say is this the hardest thing you'll do today? He asked Kiffin. Kiffin said, yeah, usually, for most people, except when you've had days like mine lately. So let me ask you this. Is it genius to go right about taking a clever to take a hot yoga class with Lane Kiffin on the day when he may be making this decision? Or is it, God, leave the guy alone?
I mean, to me, it's like, I think you could say that's part of the job. It didn't seem like...
He didn't pester him.
Assuming his account is correct, but like that's part of the job, kind of.
I think most people would find it. There's not a lot of patience with journalists these days. I think a lot of people would find it over the line if we pulled it. But I think it's not only fine. I think it's clever. I think it's again. He didn't bother him. Put his mat right next to his and try to interview him during the hot yoga.
Didn't seem like he interfered with the class.
Yeah. He didn't interfere with the class at all. But that's where we are. That's where we are in the Lane Kiffin deal. Reporters are taking hot yoga classes in order to
not miss those days.
In order to get closer to the story. So we will see how it all unfolds. Do you still think if he goes Golding?
So I think if he goes, they'll name Joe Judge interim because I presume /
if he can do for the Rebs what he did for the Giants, feeling?
If he could run the wing tee in 2022 in the NFL, or 2021 in the NFL, I can't imagine what he could do here. But I think that's kind of because Charlie Weiss is obviously going to want to be considered for the job as well as Pete Golding. I kind of think that they'll have Judge be kind of the game manager, and then Charlie runs the offense, and while Pete runs the defense.
All right, let's get to the card.
All right, Jeff, let's start tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada. A team that has really been good to gamblers everywhere has been the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. However, tonight, laying 2.5 in the mainland, I'm going to take UNLV. Give me UNLV minus 2.5 tonight.
UNLV minus 2.5 over Hawaii. Next.
Jeff, I think Mario Cristobal has finally understood the mission, and the mission is if you can blow people out, you got to do it. The Miami Hurricanes head to Blacksburg tomorrow. I did check the weather. We're in the 60s, so it's not going to be super cold. I'm not worried about Miami. I'll lay the 18. They got to do a kill shot here.
Miami minus 18, Virginia Tech.
Correct. It's at Votech. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Jeff, Missouri in conference play this year, 2-3-1. But their two covers are against Auburn, an overtime cover, and Mississippi State, who could not stop the run. This line down to 6.5. There seems to be momentum for Bo Perbula starting the game against the Sooners. However, either way, I get this. I think I kind of like it. Give me the Sooners -6.5 because either I get a one-legged Bo Prabula or I get a freshman, true freshman, making his third start against that defense.
Yeah, I just don't see how Missouri is going to score.
I mean, Hardy is a good back. Like the reason why Kawan Lacy has been fantastic at Ole Miss is because Hardy's still at Missouri. Like he is a good back. So, Jeff, let's go to
Louisville.
This makes absolutely no sense at all. Louisville goes to SMU. SMU now currently 2.5-point favorite. Actually, it's now up to 3. This is that doesn't make sense. I think everybody's going to be jumping all over SMU here. Give me Louisville. I'll take the 3.
You want Louisville +3 over SMU. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Outzen Stadium tomorrow.
Wow.
Normally, you think Lincoln Riley, they're worse on the road. They're bad on the road as a road favorite under Lincoln Riley. However, as a road underdog, Lincoln Riley's team's 5-1-1 against the spread. You're giving me 10 points with a banged-up Oregon. I'll take the 10. Give me the Trojans.
What do you think of these two teams?
I don't quite know. When Oregon plays a team that they can flex on, man, do they flex. Dante Moore is really starting to play really, really well. Like the Iowa game, he was great. And last week against Minnesota, like he was darn near perfect. I don't have a great feel because we just haven't seen either of these teams really against a quality opponent. The best opponent Oregon's played was Indiana, and they got beat by 10.
Right.
But this, to me, is kind of, if you look at USC and Oregon, the few common opponents they had, the games have been very similar. You're going to give me 10 with one of the teams. All right, I'll take it.
All right, next.
Jeff, we are just going to go ahead and fade East Carolina. East Carolina going to San Antonio. Of course, where dreams go to die. UTSA with that impressive conference home winning streak. Give me the Roadrunners. I'll take 2.5.
Is that because you believe in UTSA at home? Is that because the cartel is behind UTSA?
No, that's UTEP.
I'm sorry. You're exactly
that's
right.
That's UTEP.
Silly me.
Please.
Silly me. Why is it that you...
It's mainly because I think UTSA can run the ball. And I think Memphis probably stuck with the run last week.
Oh, that's a sore spot.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Jeff, this is the classic. If he can cover, he will cover. Give me South Carolina -24 against Coastal Carolina in the final home game of the year.
South Carolina -24.
Correct.
Against Coastal. He's safe.
He is safe.
Next.
Jeff, this is the... All right, let's trust the system. Pat Narduzzi gave us a chance last week. If you were listening to him, he let you know, hammer the Irish. Everything was pointing to tomorrow. Georgia Tech should have lost to BC. They have been playing with fire.
That was incredible.
Give me the Panthers. I'll take the 2.5.
Pitt +2.5 over Georgia Tech. Next.
Jeff, we all know the stat. Tennessee's not won in Gainesville since 2003. I think the streak ends on Saturday night. Give me the Vols. I'll lay the 4.
What's your thinking?
My thinking is, number one, they're giving you the Gators with all the points. I feel like they're trying to tell you to take the Gators. No one should want to take Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. Also, I don't think Tennessee is going to fall for every single run fake like Ole Miss did for the entire second quarter.
Tennessee -4 over Florida. Next.
Jeff, this is the, I just got to trust it. Cal's better than Stanford. They're only laying 3. It's not like Stanford's got a massive home field advantage. Give me the Bears. I'll lay the 3.
And finally.
Finally, Jeff, this is the, well, this doesn't make any sense. The number 11 team in the country, a -2.5-point favorite at Cincinnati. Cincinnati kind of stumbling a little bit as of late. I think they're a good football team. I think they're going to be able to run it. I think they stay in it. Give me the home team +2.5.
That's Cincinnati +2.5 over Texas Tech. Is that right? Yes.
That okay. Is +2.5.
Yep. Okay, so here you go. Any others that we were missing? Big ones.
Let's see.
Can't move on to next massive week. Harvard-Yale.
I did not have a line for
Harvard.
You realize
that Harvard and Yale, for the first time, they're participating in the playoff.
Correct. The Ivy Leagues can actually be
so
in the
Ivy League. Normally, this is the end of the season,
right?
But now they're going on. They're going to be participating in the playoff. If Yale wins,
they clinch.
Then they'll both go.
Oh wow!
I think. I don't know. I don't really
because of the rankings.
Yeah. I don't really follow it. But Harvard's had a good season.
These are historically the two best teams in the league.
Is my understanding. Penn's good sometimes.
Yeah. Princeton whatever. Will have a spot here and there.
UNLV -2.5 over Hawaii. Miami -18 over Vatek. Oklahoma -6.5 over Missouri. Louisville +3 over SMU. USC +10 over Oregon. UTSA +2.5 over East Carolina. South Carolina -24. Pitt +2.5. Tennessee -4. Cal -3. And Cincinnati +2.5. There you go. That's it. We only have a few more of these. To go. I feel like this one looks promising to me. And again, sometime, probably on Jason and John's show, we will hear, do you believe something definitive about Lane? It's got to be, right?
I guess. It seems to me like this is coming to a head.
It's today. Today, we will hear something definitive on Lane Kiffin. How big a blow would it be to Ole Miss, to the playoff system, if he decides? Okay, has the meeting. Says in the meeting that he's going. I'm not predicting that. This is one avenue. He says, I'm going to LSU. Okay? What happens next?
I think the first question is, what happens next Friday? Because if Ole Miss is 11-1, I think they're going to be judged as 11-1.
No, my question is, does he coach another game if he's going to LSU?
I think if he announces he's leaving, like, I would assume that it's over.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
Right?
If he's asking, if he says he's leaving today, he will fly off today and never to be seen again.
That would be my suspicion.
Okay. It's kind of astonishing, right?
I mean, it would be pretty unprecedented.
And does it show the flaws in the system?
I think it shows the flaws in the calendar. I think the flaws in the calendar mostly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the calendar.
Now, I think it's also true. This Lane Kiffin is handling this different than other coaches would.
Would another coach do this? Leave a Power Four conference team? If he were to leave, does that put him in a category of one?
I mean, at this point. He might become what is the norm, but this until then he is like he might be a pioneer, but this would be the one.
And does this if he were to do this? I'm not saying I don't know what he's doing. If he were to do this, does it reflect badly on him?
I don't know. Like in the end, In the end, his hand was forced also by Ole Miss. Like, I'm not just going to sit here and point the finger. I think Ole Miss is acting in their best self-interest as well.
I see. Ole Miss could just say, if he could say, let me do this till the end of the year.
Right. And Ole Miss is the one.
I didn't try to leave during the playoffs. You're making me leave during the playoffs.
Correct. Now, do I think Ole Miss, I don't think anything they did was inappropriate.
Okay. So, again, we're playing this out. Let's be honest. It's more exciting if he leaves.
It's more just like, what is this going to look like?
What is this going to right? Whatever. So then what happens is he leaves. They appoint an interim. I, for the record, do not believe that this will be a significant criteria in the seeding of Ole Miss.
I do.
It will be if it's close.
Well, it's my thing is if they lose next week and you're in this 10-2 jumble.
That's fine. Then 100%.
But if they're 11-1,
it's a proof of concept. Without him, the first game you lose. If you win without him, it doesn't matter. Like they can't.
No, I totally agree.
They can't hold it against you. Now, if that would be different, it is different than the Florida State quarterback situation.
Yep.
It just is. So you can't hold it against him. But yes, if they lose then in the Egg Bowl. A, you've gotten a loss, and B, oh my God, you lost the signal caller, and all of a sudden
you lost to, let's be real, that would have been a bad loss.
Yeah, and you lost a bad loss.
Oh my gosh.
And it must have been Lane who's propping you up the whole time.
Yep.
So we are going to ding you for his absence, 100%. All right, we'll take a break back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm over at looking at a message board, Jeffrey. People are relentless at the Aaron Bradshaw. It's a clip. It's a clip of the Aaron Bradshaw. Mm. It's just CBS Sports, yeah. Whatever, right?
The Twitter page or whatever
of the technical.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The moment where Clough drops him with the forearm, and then he gets the technical. And I will say, I think it's mostly Purdue fans, but they are just lighting up Bradshaw. McFloppy, flop floppy, someone skipped leg day. That's what I think happened, actually. Someone skipped leg day. The general consensus on that board aligns with your consensus, which is that it was a flop. So I don't know. Anyway, it was an admirable performance by the Memphis Tigers. Gave it everything they got. Fell just short, and the Grizzlies rolled. Nice way to end what it has been a trying week, right?
It was nice to feel a lot better than I did on Monday.
Okay, so if we're going to feel better this coming Monday, do we need both W's over Wake Forest and Dallas?
I think so.
What's your level of confidence?
30%.
You only get one.
I think if you only get one, you have to take...
You got to take Wake.
You got to take the Tigers.
Just because they mean more. Okay, yeah. But you can only guarantee one. It's still Wake. You still guarantee...
Yeah, I think that's basically the same question.
And you get the Grizzlies... I think it's the same question. You get the Grizzlies take their chance.
Yeah.
Well, 2-0. We need them to go 2-0. And we will be... We'll reconvene Monday to discuss... What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sain is going to join the program today. Also, Randolph Childress of Wake Forest will join them at 12:25 to discuss that game. Parthi Pandya will join them live from the Bahamas as well. Blake Topmeyer is going to join DeMichael Cole and myself on Jeffrey Wright and Company. David Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.